How you doing, everybody? I'm Nina Taylor with this week's Gospel News. Anthony Jamar Brown, born October 22, 1981, is a Grammy-nominated American Urban Contemporary Gospel artist, songwriter, and musician, best known for his work with his background singers, Group Therapy. He began his music career in 2012 with the release of his self-titled debut album, Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, which achieved Billboard success. He was born in Baltimore, Maryland, began playing the piano at the age of 3. He studied music at Morgan State University, but left before graduation in 2005 to pursue his music career. Before launching his solo career, Brown was known as a songwriter and vocal arrangements for other artists, and even formed a group called Answered Prayers in the year 2000, which later evolved into his group, Group Therapy. His early work included contributions to hit gospel albums like Barrett Brown Clark and Stephen A. Hurd. Anthony Brown and Group Therapy's debut album in 2012 earned them numerous stellar award nominations and wins, and their first number one song, Testimony, was a long-running top 10 gospel radio single. Their subsequent albums, including Everyday Jesus in 2015 and A Long Way from Sunday in 2017, also topped Billboard's Gospel Albums charts. Beyond charting success, Brown is a worship leader at the First Baptist Church of Glenarden in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, where he has served since 2008. His music often explores deep emotions and personal struggles, offering hope and inspiration. He's also known for incorporating regional influences like the go-go music of Washington, D.C. in the song Blessings on Blessings. New artists, Eddie Baltrip and Fulfillment, is a group of passionate and anointed singers with an excellence-driven style for telling stories that speak life. Through divine inspiration, Eddie founded the Voices of Fulfillment Community Choir, initially comprising 13 youth and young adults who aim to shape hope and Christ's love through their music. The choir played a vital role in steering young people away from gangs and drugs, and has also worked to unite different Christian denominations in San Diego, California. Over time, the group evolved into a powerful musical legacy of Eddie Baltrip and Fulfillment. The legendary group, the Clark Sisters, have been announced as honorees of the 2026 Hollywood Walk of Fame class and will receive a star on the iconic sidewalk. The highly anticipated recognition is a long overdue acknowledgement of their significant contributions to contemporary gospel music and their lasting influence on generations of artists in various genres. The honorary category the Clark Sisters will receive in the recording category. The honor makes them only the fifth gospel act to be inducted into the Hollywood Walk of Fame, joining gospel artists like BB and CeCe, Shirley Caesar, and Andre Crouch. Their innovative fusion of traditional gospel with jazz, soul, and R&B, along with hits like You Brought the Sunshine and Is My Living in Vain, has profoundly impacted music and inspired artists from gospel to mainstream. Let's continue on with our 2025 Stellar nominees. We left off at Category 11, Traditional Duo Chorus Group of the Year. The nominees are Brandon Camford and One Way, Men of Praise, The Flint Cavaliers, and Tim Woodson and the Heirs of Harmony. Category 12, Contemporary Male Artists of the Year. The nominees are Jason Nelson, Micah Lee, Pastor Mike Jr., and Vincent Bohannon. Category 13, Traditional Male Artists of the Year. The nominees are Bishop Calvin Norton, Brent Jones, Ernest Pugh, and Kenny Lewis. Category 14, Contemporary Female Artists of the Year. The nominees are Adia, Bobby Lane, CeCe Winans, Doe, and Kayla Richardson. Category 15, Traditional Female Artists of the Year. The nominees are Dorinda Clark Cole, Lasha Knox, Lisa Page Brooks, and Terry McConnell. Well, that's our partial list of this week's Stellar Gospel Music nominees and your gospel news. I'm Nina Taylor. Let's get back to more great gospel music on this great station.